John Lendorf, this week we are preparing for Thanksgiving, of course. You and I will be live next Thursday for an extended edition where we'll be taking calls and questions.
And solving crises. We hope you send us your Thanksgiving horror stories, good food that went bad, and how you dealt with it. I'm going to tell my stories. Sam will, too. You can send that to radionibbles@kgnu.org.
And your stuffing story, which is in your Nibbles column this week, is a great story. Could you just tell that for the audience?
For those who didn't read about it every year in my column, when my mother was growing up, my grandparents on the Italian side, the Mazzola side, had a small market in Willimantic, Connecticut. My grandfather made Italian sausage. And Thanksgiving rolled around, and Nana, my grandmother, she had never seen a turkey. She didn't know about stuffing. So she went to down the hall to a, she was Sicilian. She went down the hall to a French immigrant woman who lived there and said, what do you put in a turkey? And she said, we put meat and vegetables in there. And so she ended up making a stuffing of Papa's Italian sausage and potatoes. And you cook the sausage, you mix it with potatoes, and good golly gosh, it's tasty. It's tasty stuff.
And you can get the recipe from...
That was the recipe.
That was it, sorry.
But yes, there's more in the column. And what's your stuffing?
We typically don't do stuffing. We've been spoiled by going to a friend's house for Thanksgiving for years, and we bring the pie. So the apple pie that we discussed a couple weeks ago.
When I last year I went to Thanksgiving at a friend's house, and so the stuffing prerogative goes to the host or the person who's baking the turkey. So, but I brought stuffing on the side, although in that case it's known as dressing.
Oh, okay. Well, next Thursday, folks, live talking about stuffing and any other Thanksgiving-related topics. So we want to remind folks the Farmer's Market is ending for the season this Saturday.
Absolutely. Get down there and invest. You know, we talk about KGNU as a community resource that you needed to support, and we appreciate it. Do the same for the farmers. Keep them around. Keep them in business. So, Sam, what's the best thing you've tasted lately?
Well, I go to lunch occasionally at Interstate on Santa Fe. I think it's at about 10th in Santa Fe. And they have a great Cobb salad with a bacon dressing. They put a fried egg on top. There's some roasted chicken. It's protein rich, you know. It's like a salad for people who don't like salad. I do like salad, but anyway.
Like it with a lot of stuff
yeah,
on top.
The Cobb salad at Interstate on Santa Fe in Denver is delicious.
Hey. Thank you.
Sure. And you can listen to the archived Radio Nibbles at news.kgnu.org. And, of course, we will be live next Thursday, 8:35 to 9:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving. Send along some stories or questions in advance, if you would, to radionibbles@kgnu.org.
We'll see you then.
Having a derby, Irby, looking to Fendel Mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Davy, Tommy, Dora, Andre. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel.